Welcome to GVC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers, stay informed about GVC news and projects, and catch up on the latest news and happenings at the co-op, and more. Let's get started.
Hey, GVC team. Thanks for tuning in to the GVC Unplugged podcast. You've got Megan Zella here today with what should be a very fun and entertaining episode. Today, I'm joined by Jenna Long, Internet Services Manager, and Jeff Bowles, Customer Service Manager. While preparing for this podcast, Zach Land was scheduled to join us. However, he was unable to make it, so unfortunately, we will have to go on without him. But how are you guys doing today?
Peachy.
Peachy.
And freaking tastic.
Awesome. So I am excited for today. And what you guys just recently found out is that we asked those that work closely with you to send in some quotes and sayings and things like that about each of you. We showed you guys a quick little snippet of Jimmy Kimmel's Celebrities Read Mean Tweets. So this is a play on that. But what we're going to have you guys do is pick a quote, read it, and then try to figure out who that quote is about. And then bonus, if you can figure out who said it. Now, Zach's quotes will still be in the bowls, so you'll have to figure out if it's about you guys or about him and kind of go from there. Y'all ready?
Ready.
I do want to make the point. You did just call us celebrities. So you do want to start off with that.
So. We can leave that in there, sure.
We appreciate that.
All right, well, let's get into it. So Jenna, do you want to start and draw our first one?
Yes. Yes, I would. Let's see. One word to describe this person is passionate. They are a very passionate and giving person with their job and their people. Their laugh is contagious. They always have a witty comeback, quick on their toes. If there is a karaoke machine around, you can expect this person to be up there singing their heart out at least most of the night.
Oh, that's Zach.
That's
Zach.
About me.
Oh, that is Zach 100%.
This is about me.
I don't think so. I've been karaokeing with you. I've been
so
left
you're
on stage.
Based on her skills, it's not her.
Yeah, that I've been left on stage karaokeing with her. So no, that's not
Kevin,
her.
Save me, not Zach. I mean, not Jeff, but this is about me.
So Jenna says about Jenna. Bowles.
I would agree. It's
okay.
Yes.
It is about you.
I think it was because they said her.
And no, it says they.
It says there.
Oh.
They
sure?
And there.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it's Jenna.
Do you know who said
passionate
it?
Passionate was in all caps, by the way.
Oh, goodness.
Passionate. So who do you think said that about you?
I think Michelle said this.
It was not Michelle.
Okay, Jeff, then who said it?
About you with passion? Yes. I have no idea.
So it was actually a combination of a couple of people. So we meshed two quotes together.
You didn't tell me that was a thing.
I think you could have got any one of the names.
Yeah, if you'd have picked one of the two, I would have told you.
Oh.
Because one of them was Kayla.
Oh,
and
yeah,
one
yeah.
of them was Courtney.
I was going to say Courtney.
Yeah.
But I...
Again, I'm not going to sit here just and hear all this. Oh, Jenna's so great.
Okay, we'll pick a quote.
Jenna. Come on. Marsha. Jan. Let's go, Jan.
Dogs is greater than kids.
Jeff.
Oh, that's me.
That's Jeff.
That is about you. Who said that?
So, if I had to say anybody, Michelle.
You are correct.
Woo! Yeah.
Nice job.
Told you.
This one was wordy, so that's why I thought it was Michelle.
Mine was not. That's why I thought it was
that's
Michelle.
That's why I thought it wasn't Michelle. All right. I don't like this person. JK, they're a pretty good person. I'm going to go with Zach or Jeff. That's all
the
it
quote,
says.
Yeah.
There's exclamation points.
I'm sorry, one more time.
I don't like this person. JK, they're a pretty good person.
So who do you say?
No clue.
Do you have a clue?
Well, I'm going to guess. It's one of three people. So I'm
going
to go.
I'm going Zach or Jeff. Nobody's going to say that about me.
I'm going to go with Zach.
Okay. We both think it was Zach. And can I get a list of his employees?
So it was about Zach, but it wasn't actually from one of his employees. It was from somebody who works very closely with him.
Keith Bainig.
No.
Can I get an office?
Gonzalez.
Oh, really?
You get one more. If you get it, then you win. I don't know. Somebody in the control center.
So yes. I was just thinking. What? That's what I was just thinking. I'm going to say Trey.
I'm going to go Luis.
It's Luis.
Did you mark me down?
Mark it down.
All right.
Okay. It's your turn.
Next.
Here we go. Oh, it's wordy.
Oh,
This person is a foodie and loves to try a new cuisine and also cook meals at home, including big, juicy steaks. It's widely known that they are huge fans of Ronnie Lensman's meat.
That's Jeff.
Oh, that is me. For anybody that's not been out there, Ronnie has the best meat.
So who do you think is a big fan of Ronnie's
said
meat?
That about you?
I am going to go with Miss Season Barnick.
No.
No? Oh, there's so many people.
You don't
so
think that's Lori?
I might have bragged about Ronnie's meat a little bit too often over two people. They've got the best.
There's a lot of people that he's like, I just could have said that. Say it, read all of it one more time.
Person is a foodie. I don't know about a foodie. Love to try new cuisine. I do. And also cook meals at home, including big, juicy steaks.
Who knows that you like big, juicy steaks?
Again, anybody that knows I like Ronnie's meat.
I'm going with Lori. Lori Lensman said
it
that.
It was Lori.
Thank you. Mark me down, Thor. Another point.
Another point, Jenna.
Yeah, sorry. 2-1.
Get out of here.
This person is such a kind soul. It's me.
Oh, goodness.
Just kidding. They have always been there for me, both personally and professionally. No matter how busy they were, which is always, they would make time to hear me out. I am so happy for their career growth and excited to see where they go. They definitely deserve it. Could that be Zach?
It could.
Could it be you?
No.
Kind soul. No, I was like, not Jeff.
No, he's like, we're not even going to pretend.
Absolutely not.
So who do you think it is, me or Zach?
I'm going to say it's you because okay. You're a kind soul.
Thank you, Jeff. Personally and professionally, no matter how busy they were.
Wait, so Jeff thinks it's you. Do you think it's you?
I think it's me.
Okay, it is you.
And I think it's Nicole.
No.
Who is it?
Hold on. Whoa.
Oh, you get it.
He wants
do
to
I
guess?
Get to do the same thing, like by office?
I can give you office.
Okay.
At the Walk.
At the Walk. Narrows it down to zero.
Biggest location.
Biggest location. The kind soul part throws me off a little bit.
Why?
Well, I'm trying to get what side. Could that be from the text, or is that got to be through Michelle or
yeah,
somebody?
Yeah, there are so many of them.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to say Michelle.
It's not Michelle. It is Mike White.
Shut up.
It is Mike White.
I love that Mike White. He's
oh, great.
My favorite.
Now we got Jenna crying on a mic.
We were just talking about him earlier and how mad he was. Remember that time he got really mad at me for stealing his CSR of the Year award?
Right.
Well, I have a collection and I steal people's awards.
Yeah.
So if you...
This is true.
Yes. And I stole his award and he got really upset and right. Stole it back.
Well, that's because you were calling him Magic Mike.
No, that was Sandra.
Oh, that was Sandra. Yes, good point.
All right, Jeff, what you got over there?
All right. The funniest thing, this person thought that in regards to cattle, only bulls had horns and cows didn't. They thought they were like deer, where only bucks have antlers. I will have to confess.
That is Jeff.
I like how you have a bowl of just your quotes over there, apparently.
I guess it's just a lucky draw over here. She's reading about passion. I'm reading about how I'm an idiot and don't know about cattle.
So you say it's about you.
Oh, that's Season. Yeah. That is 100%
Season. I was going to guess Season as
that
well.
That is so not confusing. Season.
Oh.
Yes.
It is not Season.
It's not Season?
It's not Season.
Oh, goodness. There's so many people.
Read it again. You didn't know cows had antlers.
No. I mean. Why would I know that? I live in concrete. Only bulls had horns and cows
lived
didn't.
In concrete.
They thought they were like deer, where only bucks have antlers.
Is that Sandra?
I'm not telling you. You're getting all that.
I'm going to go with Sandra.
It is not no. Sandra.
Who is it?
It was Ashton.
Ashton. Sounds about aww. Right. Yes.
I was like, some kind of country folk. Yes.
Let's say you got to go Gonzalez on that side.
Can we just sit here and talk about that real quick?
Okay.
Deer have antlers.
Yes.
They're males.
Right.
Cows have antlers.
Right.
They're not males?
Right.
That makes no sense.
They're also called horns.
Right.
Bulls? So bulls can be girls?
No.
What did you just say?
Huh?
No. Where did this conversation go?
No, the antlers, the horns, the whatever. You can't. How do you have horns and you male to female?
All males, I thought, had antlers or horns.
I'm not familiar
with
the
outside of the cow. Oh, you're saying some
of the
males don't have them. Gotcha. Yes.
Right.
Right.
With cattle, bulls can have horns or not, and cows can have horns or not.
I'm familiar. I'm familiar with T-bones. I'm familiar with...
Big juicy steaks.
Ribs,
I'm used to
steak.
The processed cattle.
Right. The inside, not the outside.
Oh, Ashton.
Goodness.
Okay, it's my turn. This person's spirit animal is a unicorn squirrel. They are inquisitive, full of playful energy, and easily distracted like a squirrel and majestic like a unicorn. That's me.
Yes. Yes.
You didn't want to claim
and anything? That's Nicole.
That is Nicole. Nicole writes. Yep.
Writes.
Writes.
Not reads.
No.
No, right.
Because if he writes.
Right, yeah. Not left.
You know, I have two employees. One is a writes and mm-hmm. One is a reads. One
because
is EI
remember when
and one's
we met when we met Caleb at that job fair, we were like, are you related to Nicole?
Cole?
And he was like, no.
And then I told her and she's like, except it's IE, not yeah. EI.
It was flipped, yeah.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Jeff.
I don't know that one. I don't know why. I mean, sometimes I can be crazy.
Is that me?
Maybe. Well, we got so many here about you. These were all equally divided, right?
I mean, I just kind of grabbed some out of the bowl and put them in the other one.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking, there was three of us. I got to go with Zach.
Oh, everybody has the same number of clothes. Yeah. Yes. You got to go with who?
Zach.
I guess Zach, because that doesn't ring a bell for either me or him.
It is about Zach.
Okay.
Who do you think potentially said that?
From Gonzalez.
No.
Usagin. Zach Halpert.
No.
Keith Banning.
No.
Richard McKinney. No, he's not. He goes all over the place.
I don't Richard know. Scott.
No. It was Greg John.
Greg John.
Mm. I wouldn't know that. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Seriously impressive ability to walk in high heels.
I love this because both you and Zach.
I was just going to say, I would.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, which one?
I was going to
so
just.
So it could go any way.
Yeah, like I saw Jenna's face and getting ready to blurt something. Was like, well, I just Zach and I.
Didn't Zach do employee appreciation this last year in
did.
High heels?
So I might have to go with Zach. I'm going only with because Zach. It was more recent. You know, not everybody's seen my escapades.
Okay, so we're going with Zach, but who said this about
him? And it is Zach.
It is Zach. Who was that employee appreciation?
Everyone.
Everyone who wanted to have fun.
He did have nice calves, I'll say that.
Did anybody in this room submit?
Yes.
I'm going with Megan.
There's so many people.
Just throw a name out. Just pick one out of a...
I'll go with Albert.
It was neither of...
Albert who?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
It was not Albert, nor was it myself. It was actually Jordan.
Oh.
I was
Jordan Kewick.
I knew it was somebody.
Oh, the one sitting being over there so quiet. Just poker face. This person used to be our special child. Why special in quotes? Interesting.
Quote unquote, special child.
Special child. Mm-hmm. Well, sadly, I don't think that narrows it down.
I don't. I could be considered special.
I was going to say, that doesn't help a lot.
And all three of you have moved through departments. So.
Right. With special skills.
Yes.
So to speak. Mm-hmm.
Does that ring any bell for you for yourself? It doesn't for me. I'm going to go with Zach.
I don't know if I want to go the same. I'll go with Zach.
It is Zach.
Yes.
And it's got to be, it says used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with Sagin Walk. And it's going to be... Oh, man. James Hunter or Eric Moltz, maybe?
Hmm.
Would say that? No? I'm trying to think of when he was there. It's been a long time.
I'm trying to think the same thing. It was like, who was over there? And especially, like, was in there, like, working together. So, again, maybe I'll go. I'm going to go with Zach Albert.
It was actually Robbie Coldaway.
At least we're getting all these names.
Like, we're getting
pretty
close.
We're pretty good on all these.
Yes. Yeah. You guys are getting the quotes. All right. Your turn.
I will show them how the cow ate the cabbage and made its belly hurt.
The confusion on her face.
All of a sudden, can you repeat that?
No, excuse me.
I will show them how the cow ate the cabbage. That must be something that Zach says.
I was going to say, I have no idea what that is.
That must be something that Zach says.
Not Zach. And remember, these aren't necessarily things that you have said, or it could be something that has happened in conversation with you and another person.
Well, you know, my dad says, I'll show them how the cow ate the cabbage and made its belly hurt. My dad used to say that.
Okay.
So I don't know if that could have come from me somewhere.
Said it in the day of my life. I don't think I've ever said besides cow and cabbage in the same sentence.
I didn't even know cows ate cabbage.
Yes. So
you didn't know they had horns.
Right. So back, see, circle back to the
So
horse.
I guess I'm going with myself.
It is you.
It would have to be me because this reminds me of my dad. I keep going Will or Matt come to mind.
Which one you got to pick one.
Yeah, you got to pick one of those.
Oh, I was looking for waiting for
it's
Matt.
One of those.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm going with Will.
It's Matt.
I was going to say Matt. Point for me.
Point bowls. All right.
Oh, you don't get a point for that.
Well, you were going to say one. I was going to say the other. Who was that third guy?
Who was that third guy?
Really narrows it down for you.
Again, who was that third guy? If it was Jenna, it'd be pretty funny.
But I could have said that. Who was that third guy?
Could have said that.
Does that ring a bell for you?
Not at all, again. But it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean like I'm not crazy.
That's a valid point.
Valid point. I'm going to say Zach again.
I'm going to say Zach too.
It is Zach.
And now we got to figure out what about Zach. I don't hang out with Zach enough to... I don't see him anymore now that he's not in Sagin.
And y'all could have hung out with him today if he'd been here.
I know.
I just was messaging with him just the other day. And now...
He was ready to take on Mr. Clean.
No. Listen, there is no follically challenged jokes being said. Let's just keep it on the up and up.
There hasn't been one bald thing said about you. I had to pull it out.
And now you just said two. So please.
Can we
just because you have shiny hair, it's very pretty. So are we at the walk or Gonzales?
It was from somebody at the walk who witnessed it happen. That's hard to explain. I mean, so the person who gave me the quote works at the walk.
Okay.
But they were part of a conversation where the person who said this quote works in this office.
I've already lost interest.
I know.
That's a long answer.
Somebody works in this office.
Yes.
In Sean? This office.
It was Sean.
What? How did you get that?
Did you write my point down? Because I feel like I'm winning right now.
Keith Boehnig gave it to me because right after one of the rodeos, they were in a meeting or something, and Sean couldn't remember who the third guy on the rodeo team was.
Who was that third guy?
Who was that guy?
It's my turn. Everyone may not know this person as an avid cyclist and has actually competed in an Ironman competitions, although some of us are still convinced that it's just an excuse to wear head-to-toe spandex. This is about Jeff, and is it season?
First of all, let's simmer down. We cannot confirm nor deny who this
Jenna's
is about.
Jenna's just like, bam, this is
right.
It.
We're still working. Let's work through the process of who it is.
It's you.
It could be. Could be Zach. Could
Have
be Jenna.
Have you ever seen Zach wear spandex or compete in an Ironman?
No. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. No. I didn't hear about the third guy thing either.
That's true.
This is Jeff.
Okay, I'll say it's me, and I'll say it was Season.
Those are both correct.
But I said it first.
It was Jeff and Susan.
Don't I get a
Barnick
chance to answer first on my own question?
I maybe.
Oh, boy. It's a long one.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to be sappy or something. So
oh, boy.
This person is a leader with very high expectations. And if the employee doesn't meet those expectations, they will for sure know it. However, after the coaching session, this person will wash the employee's car and clean their house.
Is that Season about me?
I was going to just say the exact same thing.
She gives me crap all the time.
That is correct. Season sent that in, yes.
This goes out to everybody, right? Just, I'm going to throw this out there. If anybody needs babysitting advice or needs a, please contact Jenna Long. She'll be happy to come over. I will babysit your kids. She has no problem with doing that, so.
My kids are all grown. I will watch a baby. An ultimate extrovert, this person can successfully chat with literally anyone, whether they like it or not. That could be any of us. Literally any of us.
I'm probably going to lean Jenna.
I really think it's you because I always like to chat with people and you may not always like to chat.
Well, there's some people I just rather not chat with.
I'd be landlocked. I think I'm going with Jeff.
Okay.
I'm going with Jenna.
It is Jeff.
Boom. Did you make me a point for that? Okay.
Well, you can't give random points. Yes. You're just, boom, random point.
Jenna's like, point, now.
And who? But now we got to figure out who said that. Mm-hmm. Anyone was in all caps, would that have helped you?
No. No, not at all.
Whether they like it or not. I'm going to go with one of your office managers. I'm going with Natalie.
Okay.
I think Natalie said this.
I'm going to go with Kim.
It was not either of those. It was Jordan.
Jordan. Over there, so quiet again. Got us again.
We should have looked over there to see if she
got us again.
Yeah. Next.
This person has never had a bad hair day. I'm jealous. This is about me. This is going to be hurtful. It's going to be hurtful.
You don't know that it's about you, though.
I don't. Because again.
Well, I'm not. Zach always wears a hat. So this isn't Zach. This is me or you.
Well, and Zach's hair is always a mess.
Right.
I'm going to give you that. Right. I'm going to just tell you that right now.
I don't know. Jenna's had some pretty nice hair days.
She does.
So especially when she was rocking the poof.
I like the bump.
Yeah, she had a pretty sweet bump.
Like the little mini bump in the front? Is that what you're talking about?
No, like my employee photo picture.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Pretty legit.
Yeah, that was the hairstyle.
The full Snooki hair bump. Yeah. Rock.
I called it the Snooki poof.
Yes.
The
Snooki poof. I love it.
Okay, so is it me or you? I'm going to go with me. And I'm trying to think of whoever, Ashley.
It's not about you.
It's not. It's about you.
Mm. See, I was waiting for the hair.
I'm going with still Ashley.
It's not Ashley.
Oh, name one person. I can name it. Tad.
I'll give you a hint. It's one of your CSRs.
Again, that narrows it down because they all make,
one of the 40.
Right, but they all make fun of my hair. Can you tell me what office?
She is in Lavernia.
Liz Martin.
No.
Dang.
It's Alyssa. Lindsay.
We'll have a chat later. Alyssa.
Good job, Alyssa.
Yeah. Good job, Alyssa. Oh, is it my turn?
So yeah.
Is this the last one?
Yep.
Drum roll, please.
I don't want to insult your intelligence.
I don't know. It's not sounding at all familiar, like something I've been around, said, done. I mean, I have a lot of intelligence, so.
I don't want to insult your intelligence. That doesn't ring a bell to me.
So if it doesn't ring a bell, we can always
we'll go with Zach. We're going to defer to Zach.
It is Zach.
And who, and I want, did he say this or someone said it about him or?
The person that gave me the quote said that they would say it to him, but then also he would say it back. So it's kind of
so it's like an inside joke between him and someone else.
Yeah.
So there's no way we're going to possibly get this.
Probably, yeah.
Let's go with
Richard McKinney.
Richard McKinney. I'm going to go.
Jenna's like, no.
No, I'm not going with that one. I have no idea.
Sergio Silva.
Sergio. I should have guessed
Sergio.
That. Dang it. He's my birthday buddy. We have the same birthday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He's a cool dude.
I agree.
Are we all out of quotes?
We're all out of questions.
All out of questions. Right.
Hold on. Who won?
Jerry, can you tabulate those scores?
Okay, it was a narrow victory, but Jenna did win with 16 points and Jeff had 13.
Was there ever any doubt?
But good thing this was not a competition.
It was a competition.
I believe at the beginning of the
and then we decided we were having a competition.
No, we changed it back.
And I won.
We changed it back for fairness.
So we'll just say yes, competition?
Yes.
We'll just say yes, it was not a competition. We'll all agree to disagree.
Jenna won, regardless of what it was.
That's hilarious. Okay, so we have a couple of extra ones here. This first one, the quote is monkey.
Monkey.
Monkey. One word, exclamation mark, monkey.
Can you phrase that in the form of a question, please?
Monkey.
Okay.
Monkey? I want to say that's me, and I want to say it's a .NET technician.
It is you, but it is not one of your techs.
Monkey.
It was Matt earlier, right? So I'm going to say Will.
No.
There's nothing with Will, monkey.
That's a good point.
Darian? No, it said it wasn't a tech.
It's not a tech.
What is monkey?
I have no clue.
That also reminds me of my dad. My dad used to like send me monkeys because, you know, we have big ears, and but I don't know.
It was Michelle Scarborough.
Oh, monkey.
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 Now we know monkey.
Now we know. You don't know monkey?
Monkey. Yeah. Monkey. Oh, totally. Sorry. My
monkey
bad.
Means get the F out of work and go drink.
I'm going to start using that.
It's like if you say monkey at work, it's like get out and go drink.
I'm down.
It's our word.
I'm down.
Me, Michelle, and Jeff.
Allegedly, like after hours, go meet up and
during hours.
Yes, not during
2 o'clock
hours.
In the afternoon. Let's go.
It doesn't matter when.
Exactly. Let's all just relax.
Okay, so the next one I have says, "Now say something nice about yourself."
That's Will.
About
me. Oh, that's me. Jenna.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh,
not me.
I was like, "That's me."
She's like, "That's Will."
Yeah,
you are right. I though. Right. Will did send that. Yes.
So in my group, whenever you are venting about something, or if you're like, "Dang it," and you say something bad about yourself or something that's going on, he's like, "All right, now say something nice about yourself, or something nice about them, or whatever it is that you're frustrated about. Now say something nice about it." And so he actually started that, and my whole group and does it.
Everybody. I love it.
You'll hear it all throughout my group. So
yeah, I love it. That's awesome.
Hughes, sorry.
Good job, Will Hughes. Will.
We have more than one Will here.
We have so many people with multiple names. It's insane.
Except for Jenna.
Thankfully, that was on purpose.
We're like, ooh, sorry.
Sorry. We can't
do that.
Megan's out doing recruiting is like, sorry, you're out.
What's your name again? Oh, no.
No.
Not happening. Okay, so the next one, I thought we had printed, but I guess we missed it because I didn't hear it. But it says, best singer in the department.
Oh, wow. That's definitely me. That's definitely
the
me.
The confidence.
Well, they use the term best. Is that in quotes?
No.
Okay. This should be in quotes. I think
I'm most best.
Right.
Right.
That's why
it should be.
Like it's stated as a fact.
Right.
But I don't know how that one didn't make it multiple times. I am a fabulous singer. But who said it? That's the question. Was that Jenny Kerlick?
It was not. And for our listeners, yes, that was about Jenna.
Because Kayla already went. Nicole already said something. Will, Matt, who? Brandon. Brandon Llewellyn?
Nope.
What? It was one of my .NET techs.
It's one of
it
your
was
techs.
Hunter Nowak.
It was yes, Hunter it was. Nowak. Because
Hunter and I
her process of elimination was great.
Just
there. She's
moving
like,
it down.
No, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's funny.
And I'm surprised you didn't say something about George Strait because we do contests and whoever can guess the song first. I mean, and I'll usually get it within a couple of beats.
Nice.
And he's always like.
Oh, hold on. Him singing it?
No. Just any song. Like we do a contest.
On the radio.
Like you play the song and then both of you try to guess?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. I was like, if you're just trying to sing it, no one's ever going to
No, yes. And I mean, of course, ooh, he said I was the best singer ever.
He did. He says best singer in the department.
In the department. Mm-hmm.
So this one says one word to describe Jenna is passionate. Passionate about her career, passionate about her team, passionate about her department, passionate about her family, passionate about her friends, passionate about singing. Even if she forgets the words, she'll just make some up. That's the word of the day, passionate. That's P-A-S-S-I-O-N-A-T-E. And I went ahead and put your name in there because we've already talked about passionate, so I felt like you'd get that.
Get that one.
Ugh.
The disgust.
Really?
Marsha. Jan, can't you just ever
Someone's
be happy for me?
A little bit
Jenna,
jealous.
Jenna.
Did Jeff say that about me?
No, shockingly.
No. I'm sorry. Did they say passion in there?
Yeah.
Did I catch a passion?
Oh, yes, sorry. There was okay. One passionate in there.
Mm-hmm. And you already said Courtney Peshock?
You already did Courtney's quote.
I already read hers. I know you said you combined some, but I thought maybe mm-hmm. there was just more and you just cut some of it out.
No.
Who else would say something so nice?
You sure didn't say fashion?
Well, thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah, again, you're already dressed nice. I'd go with
that. There's
one
with Jeff said about Jenna. There we go.
Right. Fashion. You have fashion. I don't know about passion. Passion for fashion.
Passion for fashion.
Maybe.
That is not correct. I'm not very fashion. I don't know who said that.
So this one was by Kayla. So we took the first part of Kayla's, the one word to describe Jenna is passionate, and put it at the top of Courtney's because they both talked about passion.
Okay. So
I read the full Kayla's. Yeah.
That's so sweet. Okay. I'm gonna say something nice about Jeff.
Compliment for Jeff. Let's go.
All of us or just me?
Just you.
Just me.
Don't give him too many.
Yeah, no, they already said stuff earlier.
Hmm.
Yeah. Why is it taking?
I liked your photo.
Oh, thank you.
Your new photo. That's a good one. No, but something actually really nice. He's really, really supportive of me. And
Well, there you go.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
I'm not. He just went.
You doubting your supportiveness.
He doesn't like
Jenna.
People saying nice things about him.
Got all weird.
Make you uncomfortable?
Got all uncomfortable, yes.
Got awkward.
I think that touched my feeling.
My the one feeling?
Just the one. Yes,
let's simmer
just
down.
Just one.
What do you guys think about hearing all those things from your coworkers and your employees?
I'm glad they weren't worse. So I'm glad that we didn't have to really edit or cut. Maybe you did. Bad words out and stuff.
No.
So
y'all are really lucky I didn't cry because I am a crier. I'm a big feeler and I'm a crier. And when I hear stuff and then stuff makes me think about,
I'm glad you didn't cry either because then I'd have cried.
The passionate thing gets me all like.
Yeah.
So I would 100% bet that she would have cried at one point.
Yes.
Well, that's what when we got them all, I was like, oh, Jenna's are all so sweet.
I was prepared for Zach and I to probably have the bulk of the witty comedian
majority
type jokes.
I mean, all of Zach's really were like poking fun at him. And then you had all of the ones that like made fun of things you had said.
Right. Tried to embarrass me for some reason.
Well, because that's just kind of how your persona is, you know?
Like, I mean, you poke fun at people all the time.
That is
wait.
That is who you are. Slow it down.
He's like, let's not go.
That's what
that
I would have
far.
Said. Slow it down.
Yeah,
slow
that
it down.
Would have been
turbo.
Your quote for him. Yeah.
Calm down, everybody.
Yes. Chill out. I think all of them were really good. We got a good variety for all of you guys, and they really do. They love y'all.
I still am going to continue on my. I don't know why everybody continues to make fun about the cow thing. It's a very easy mistake.
Is it though?
I grew up in a public school in Texas.
But see,
in
that's
a city.
Thing.
So
in
that's
Texas.
All I know. In a city. Again, that's all I'm saying. And so just a FYI, a plug for Lintzman's Processing. Buy Ronnie's meat.
It's a Lintzman meat.
Yeah. There's a quick little ad for you.
Exactly.
A nice juicy steak.
It's the best. I had it for Thanksgiving. Well, not Ronnie's meat that night, but I did have a big steak.
Had steak, not Ronnie's steak.
Not Ronnie's meat that night, but...
But steak.
But yes, big steak.
All righty. Well, I think that about wraps it up for this episode. Thank you to Jeff and Jenna for joining us today and playing along in our little fun game. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to hear more episodes like this, reply to the HR podcast email to give us your feedback. Same goes if you have ideas of how we can make the podcast more interesting to you, or would like to join us on an episode. We want to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe to the GVEC Unplugged podcast on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts to be notified when new episodes are released. Take care of each other, GVEC team, and stay safe till next time.